Ask virtually any soldier taking part in Thursday's formations, and they'll tell you they are ready.
我们这个方队经过前期的训练，现在已经很整齐。
After all of our training, our formations are clean, crisp, and steady. All we've been doing at this point is just fine-tuning our steps to every second and every meter. We're going to keep this level going through the parade.
Among the highlights of this Thursday's parade is the flyby of China's naval patrol aircraft.Zhang Zhicheng is the commander of the naval patrol craft. He says they've been practicing so that even the slightest error will be prevented.
It is the first time we've put large aircraft in a parade. Admittedly, it was difficult at first to train our pilots to fly less than 7 meters apart at the beginning. But thanks to a new software which has been developed in China, we've been able to make things almost perfect.
More than 500 pieces of China's newest military hardware will be on display. All have been domestically produced. At least 4 out of 5 have never been seen before by the public. The display, much larger than any of the previous parades put on in China, will also be first to involve foreign troops. Around 1,000 troops from 17 other countries will be among the some 12,000 soldiers striding in front of Tiananmen.
It is a rare opportunity for us as Cubans to take part in a parade here in China. People from all over the world will witness this historic moment. We have been well prepared, and we appreciate the help given by our Chinese counterparts.
Of the foreign troops involved, Mexico has included some of its female soldiers, Diana Espizona.One of the Mexican soldiers taking part in Thursday's parade says the only difference between them and their male counterparts will be the clothes.
Our formation is made up of military school students from the 3 services of our army. We have women in our troop, and we have to live up to the same standards as our male counterparts. The only difference between male and female soldiers is our uniforms.
The foreign contingents themselves will be rolled out in alphabetical order, with one exception. Russian troops will appear at the end of the foreign processions. This is a reciprocal gesture for Russia, allowing the Chinese Honor Guard to take the end of the foreign procession in Red Square to mark their 70th anniversary celebrations in May. For CRI, I'm Liu Yuanhui.